This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in chapter number 26, entitled Shu'ara. There are a number of prophets that are mentioned in this story and their dialogue with the people that were around them, the civilians at that time. And it's very interesting how he mentions their dialogue, firstly affirming the presence of the prophets and the universality of their message, calling to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this chapter starts out where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is a clear manifest book, Kitabun Mubin. And then he goes on to say, perhaps you will bakhi'un nafsaka alla yakunu mu'minin. Oh Muhammad, perhaps you will be someone that is about to collapse due to the fact that they are not becoming believers. But Allah ensures him, don't worry about that. What they are making fun of you of, or what the message that they are making fun of that you are proclaiming to them, their time will come. But what's beautiful here, what I want to capitalize on here, is verse number 8 and number 9. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلَكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily in that are signs, meaning his ayat, what he mentions earlier, and the what takes place with the people around the prophets that denied them. He said, verily in that are signs, and most of them were not believers. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ, and verily your Lord, He is the mighty, the most mighty, and the most merciful. The scholars mention here, when we look at this situation of the people around the prophets denying them, harming them even, making fun of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most of them were not believers. But then he ends off by saying that Allah is Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. Why Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim? When we look at the understanding of names and attributes, which we talked about numerous times, it is perfection upon perfection. So Allah has izzah, He has might, but at the same time He's merciful. When we look at human beings, someone that has power over a land of people or a group of people, they may have might, but it could lead to tyranny. No mercy. To show their power, to express their independent selves, that they are able to control you and what comes to you and what is taken away from you. And that could lead to oppression. Most of the time it does. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. The one that is merciful, at the best, at their best, they do not want to exhibit any form of might or power over you. As a matter of fact, the epitome of mercy is where the one that knows, that is weaker than you, knows that you have total power and authority, and even to the degree you have the right to exhibit your might upon them, and you hold back. That is exactly what mercy is. And Allah is the epitome of both of those. He is Ar-Rahim upon who? Upon those people that disbelieved in the prophets, made fun of them, verbally, physically, and emotionally abused them. Abused them. But Allah had mercy upon them. Allah had mercy upon them at that time. But they will surely know. He will never leave you in vain. And when one remembers that, they are at peace. They have salam because they trust in Allah. They trust that His might will be exhibited at the right time, just as His mercy is exhibited at the right time. We cannot domesticate Allah's actions with our understanding. What mercy is, when mercy deserves to be exhibited, when it should be, and when might should be exhibited, Allah chooses that. And when one understands that reality, the epitome of His names and attributes, and that His wisdom, these attributes of might and rahmah are based on wisdom, we trust in Him. So when one trusts in Allah, as the prophets did, the afflictions that they faced, we know it is a trial of conditioning of their strength and iman in Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that trust in Him. And may He make any afflictions that we face, make us of those that are patient. And may He make us of those that the driving factor behind our patience is a remembrance of those beautiful names and attributes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.